Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Tribal Wisdom Radio, your marriage support network. Tune in for all things love, marriage, and family. We are devoted to love. Here we go.
Yes, yes, here we go indeed, as always. Welcome to another hour of Tribal Wisdom Relationship Resolutions. This is our fourth Wednesday, which, as you know, is our Are You Ready for the Ring Wednesday. Today is the show strictly for singles, individuals looking to start dating again, ask questions about dating, get information and tips about dating. So I hope that you have your pen and paper ready because we, of course, have Tia Hill, the dating whisperer, with us, who has over 10 years of experience solving the romantic relationship problems of men and women from all walks of life. Whether it is the successful corporate tycoon that keeps striking out in love or a young professional struggling to make sense of a relationship that just won't progress. We are excited, as always. I'm always excited to talk with the singles because I happen to be single. But before we get to that, I want to invite everyone to our Fit to Be Bride Wellness Affair that we're having on April 14th, Tuesday, April 14th, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's going to be a great time. We have lined up some wonderful sponsors and some wonderful workshops for you. We have a fitness workshop with LPV Fitness with Lynn Pescivita. We have a beauty workshop with My Move Makeup. And we have a cooking workshop with Tutorial to Table, Kathy Hobb. It's going to be a great time. Luli Tonics is going to be there. We've got prizes and gifts to give away from New York Sports Club, J.P. Morgan Chase, Seasoned Vegan, and more. I cannot wait to see you there. Check us out on Facebook. Check us out on the website. Be sure to go to the Eventbrite link and get your ticket. We can't wait to see you. Now, moving on. Tonight, as I said, we've got the Date Whisperer on, and we're going to be talking about a few things. We talked about dating before, and we had someone who said that they felt disloyal for dating more than one person at once. So we're talking about that tonight. Do you know how to date? Are you ready for the ring? But what is dating? Is dating more than one person unfaithful, and how do you learn to date? Tia, I know you're on the line. I see you in queue. How are you, dear?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm so glad and excited to have you on tonight. Hello?
I'm excited to be on. Yes, I'm here. Oh, I'm excited to be on the air with you tonight.
Yay, yay. You know it's our fourth Wednesday, so we're going to make it a good one. The question, what is dating? I know that the first time we spoke, you asked the question, are we dating anymore? But after our last conversation with a few singles who felt that dating more than one person was unfaithful, we wanted to talk about what and how to date and what are you attracted to. But first things first, let's go ahead and define the two things that we always define. What is dating and what is courting?
Dating is where you are dealing with a person and you are getting to know them and you are having fun, literally having fun. And courting is where you are preparing for marriage. So it is like practice to seeing how it would be to be married to someone. And the guy is pursuing the woman. That's the difference.
Nice. Okay, so we've got the short version of dating and courting. Dating, you're supposed to be having a lot of fun, enjoying yourself, dating multiple people if that's your choice. Courting becomes exclusive. You decide to see if this is going to go toward marriage, I believe you're saying. You're seeing what it's like to be with this one person.
Correct.
Okay. Let's get into the meaty part of the conversation. How do you learn to date? For those individuals who feel that dating more than one person means that you may be disloyal or unfaithful, what do we say to them? Let's start there. What do we say to them?
I do understand why people feel that way, because there's such a misconception with dating. So most of the time when people are dealing with their situation, they don't understand originally why they're doing it. They just believe, okay, I'm going to go out to eat with someone, and people tell me I need to date. They aren't understanding the fact that dating is so much more than that. So if you start to have fun with it and you start to like it and you're like, oh, I really am enjoying dating, but I don't know if I like Bob, but am I wrong to go on another date with Greg because am I leading Bob on? But Bob hasn't solidified a relationship with you, so you have no commitment. It is literally just being able to have fun. And men do it all the time, and women don't, as we said the last time we spoke.
Mm-hmm. So it's not leading someone on. It's not cheating.
Nope.
It's not being disloyal. And it's not being unfaithful. It's just enjoying yourself with that person. You're unclear whether or not you would like to be exclusive with that person, so you just want to enjoy their company as well as enjoy the company of other people that you might want to go out with.
Right. You are literally living your life. You're living your life. And that's the thing that we fail to do oftentimes, especially as women. We stop living because we got one date. There is no disloyalty. You're not hurting anyone's feelings. You are able to explore. As I always tell everyone, dating is decide, associate, test, and evaluate. So you are able to just enjoy all of your options and really get a chance to pursue you at the same token. If you're dating yourself, then it makes it easier. And that's why I always go back to, if you're whole, you know that you have this one day out the month that it is literally catered to. It'll be a day. Like, this is my day. Like, no one can touch me. This is my day. And I'm going to do what I want to do on this day. And if I want to go to the mall, if I want to go to the movies, you enjoyed yourself and you were dating yourself. Are you disloyal because you spent me time and you chose to enjoy that time with someone else? But you enjoy that time with yourself as well?
No.
And when people ask me that all the time, you know, I'm like, that's what I always ask them back. Like, when you spend time with yourself, are you wrong for spending time with yourself?
Okay. Okay. So the acronym is DECIDE, Associate. What does the T stand for?
Test.
Test and evaluate. This is what the dating period is about.
Right.
Now, if you're not ready to date, I understand that. I know people who are not ready to date, and they feel pressured to date because people think that it's time for them to date. They've been single for too long and all those different things. That kind of pressure is not good. What would you say to people who are being pressured to date, or if they come to you, let's say they decide they want to come see the matchmaker. I know that you like to vet them and try to see if they actually are ready. What do you say to people who are not necessarily ready? How can they prepare to begin to start dating?
One of the things that I always tell people is you will know. You'll know. Some people are not ready to date, and that is actually your intuition, your gut. Because what happens is when you go out there and you're not ready and everyone else is telling you to do something, this is where you meet the wolf in sheep's clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And you meet that person, that guy or that girl, and they can see where your weakness is, and they're like, let me prey on this. And they enjoy that because they know what to say, and by your response, they know what you will and won't do. So as I tell everyone, just because everyone is telling you to do it, follow your instinct. That's what we have our gut for. That's what we have that intuition for. That's what we know with ourselves. If you're out and you're like, I'm not ready for this. I thought I was ready to date. I ain't ready. If it's overwhelming, and again, this new age of dating is not for the weak. So we can laugh and joke and say, oh, it's so cool. I love this. I tell people every day, it is not for the weak. Dating is not a thing now in 2015 where I tell people, it just jump outside. It's real cool. It's not. If you don't understand that the men and the women are made differently than they were before, there's way more options, you will get out here and get traumatized and you'll never want to date a person again. Never. Because you'll say, this is not, I don't like all these games. Why do I have to do this? I got to stand on my head, cook. You know what I mean? Like, it's so many different things
yes.
that are going on now.
Yes, indeed, indeed. To begin to start dating, let's talk about attractions. Because, again, we really are kind of basing the show off of some information that we discussed in the previous show. Some people's like, they go out, dating more than one person is boring when they really just want to be with the other person. But the other person is not ready to be exclusive, and that's the only person you want to think about. We need to have a discussion about what dating really is, which we just did. And now let's talk about attractions. I think I mentioned, you know, one of the things that I'm attracted to is having great conversation and, of course, a sense of humor. If I'm going out with someone who has great conversation and a great sense of humor, but I'm not looking to be exclusive, I think that's a great date. It's good to go out and enjoy myself, and should it move forward from there after we've had a conversation or however it happens, great. Can we have a real conversation about attractions? How do you choose who to date?
I always tell people when you're dating to date one oddball. And the reason I say date one oddball is because you're able to literally see what you're attracted to. Most of the time people are attracted to looks. You're attracted to what they sound like. You're attracted to what they have to offer. You're attracted to the potential in them. But you have no clue who it is because you don't know them.
Mm-hmm.
We are attracted to the outside. We don't get to see people's hearts. If we could, then we would look at something totally different. You understand what I'm saying? That's
yeah.
why sex appeal and swag and charisma are so amazing things. You know, everyone's like, he has swag, she's sexy, because those things are what draws us to another person. So I always tell people, look at that aspect of it rather than the other side.
True.
If that makes sense. So that you can really see what you're attracted to. Because if you genuinely take down your visible blinders, you'll be surprised that the guy that you thought was blue collar is really funny and he can cook. And he likes long walks, and he wants to go to church as well, versus you looking for someone else or something else or these other features. Does this make sense?
It does. It does. That sounds more like you're saying look for the different things that you have in common.
Yes, because that's what you get attracted to in the end. Because looks fade. Especially for my older clients, I have to, like, get them out of this. It's, like, between the ages of 27 and 32, people are like, I just want someone of substance, but they still want someone that's actually pleasing on the eye, as you should.
Yes.
Then you get your crowd that's, like, 45 and older, and they're like, I just want somebody that's stable, together, love themselves, go to work. They're secure in who they are. And they're not as consumed with looks because, as they know, they're not the same person they were 20 years ago. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
All right. All right. So let's just get a general list of things that people might have in common with other people that they should look to spend time with it, you know, what the attractions are. So I named two off the bat, you know, intelligence was one, sense of humor is another. What are some of the things that we should look for that we might have in common with someone that we would be dating?
Oh, that's a good question. I often tell people, what is it that you like and what is it that you want to do? The reason I say that is because if you know what you want out of dating, it's easier to be able to tell, I can tell you what you should be attracted to. If you know, if you don't, if you're just out to have fun, you're really not looking for anything, meaning that you're not looking for someone who is grounded, stable, want long-term commitment. You're just out here because it's something to do. If you are looking for to meet a potential mate, a helpmate, someone that you can build with and grow, then you look at this person and the things you're attracted to is, are they funny? Am I comfortable? Can I talk to them? Does the conversation flow? Is there chemistry? Are we like-minded? Do we want the same thing? Can he at least clean up well on Sundays? Can she cook on Sundays? What's their relationship with their parents? You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's all based on what that person wants.
You know what? That is true. I know a number of people who, one of the first things they look for is how is your relationship with your family? Because they are big about family. They want to know if you have a good relationship with your mother, with your father, even with your siblings, all of that. And, that's not something that I can actually say I ever even really thought about. I did want someone who had a great relationship with their parents, but I'm like, your siblings? And, you know, that kind of thing. But I do understand the importance of it, the importance of having long-term relationships. Can you maintain a long-term relationship or long-term friendship with someone? Do you have someone that checks you? Do you have someone that you talk to who puts you in your place when you know you're wrong? Do you have someone who tells you that you're wrong when you're wrong and that you're right when you're right? So I have definitely come to appreciate the level of relationship that someone that I would see that they have with the people in their circle. So you would say that making sure that they have good relationships with people in their circle is another thing that you could be attracted to or that you have in common.
Most certainly. Siblings, I'm an only child, though, too, so that could be a problem. But mother and father, definitely. Like I say all the time, I'm spiritual paced. So, I mean, it does revolve around that. Love your mother and your father so that your days may be long. Honor them. I'm very big on that. Very, 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 very big on honoring your parents.
Yeah.
Honor them, respect them, love them, for so many reasons. So siblings, different things happen. People come and go. Arguments occur. Money, different things come up. Family is not the easiest word. But your mother and your father, no matter what they do, whether it's good or bad, you need to respect them. Because if you if they can't respect their mother or their father, then that lets you know that how can they respect you? Because that's the person that gave them life.
Right. Right. Okay. So we've touched on things that, things to look for to have an attraction to, traveling, music, whatever it is. But we do also understand that having things in common is still not everything. Is this correct?
Yes.
Let's look at other things to ask about, even though you have lots of things in common. If I'm out on a date, what are some of the questions that I should be asking? Once we got past the hurdle of we have so much in common and, we both work hard, we're both workaholics or, whatever the things are, what are some of the questions or things that you can discuss during date time just to get to know people?
So much. how was your day? Where do you see yourself in a few years? What is your long-term goal? What do you want out of life? What is your favorite food? What is your least favorite food? What's the worst thing that ever happened to you? What's the best thing that ever happened to you? What's your favorite color? What's your least favorite color?
What is the chocolate that you hate? Do you like milk chocolate, dark chocolate? Are you allergic to anything? There's so much stuff that you can talk about that we don't discuss. There's, you know, and one of the things that I do know is I'm getting back to the premise of communication. Rather than texting and emailing and Facebooking, call me. Call me. And we will talk.
Yes.
And when we
agreed.
Talk, if I'm, you know, if I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm in the car, and this lady just ran me off, like, trying to run me over. And I hate people that do this, but I have car Tourette's, and you can, like, laugh and joke, and you guys can talk about those different things, and he can say, I do, too. I don't like, you know, just certain things. There's so many different things that we have to communicate with. We've just allowed all of these different methods of communication to block us or make us allow us to be stagnant in our communication.
Mm-hmm.
But we can talk to each other for hours because you don't ever think that when you talk to your girlfriend. You're never talking to your good girlfriend and say, what can I talk about?
Right. Right. Well, now, we can definitely discuss communication, but quick question. You don't think it's a little bit of a red flag to have someone ask you what you're allergic to? I'm just saying,
you know why? Because I guess for me, no. Because a lot of people are allergic to peanuts, mushrooms, and fish. So everybody wants to go, especially women love to go to these high-end restaurants, and the guy might be allergic or the woman. And then you get there and they have allergic reaction. You got a whole another ugly situation on your hands.
Okay, you know what? If we get somewhere and the person has an allergic reaction because they just didn't say up front that they shouldn't be eating what they're eating, we have a whole other problem now. Because
you know what's funny? I have a lot of people who don't tell that they shouldn't be eating stuff.
What?
Because most of the time if you're going on a date, you don't know where you're going.
All right, so wait. I'm going to disagree with that.
I mean, I know that I've gone on dates and the guy has just been like, okay, I'm going to pick you up at a certain time. Okay. And I've gotten picked up and I didn't know where we were going to eat.
Okay. All right, you know what? I'm going to accept that, but I find it a little, I don't understand. I think because I have a conversation. You know what I mean? Even if I don't know where we're going.
But see, there you go. But if you're talking, then you know. But let's just say that you're not talking. And you really, like, okay, one of my girlfriends, honestly, she's allergic to pepper.
Okay.
And it's not even in a funny way. She's, like, really allergic to a lot of different, like, things. So even if the guy said, I'm coming over for carryout, oftentimes, and she said this, when she was dating, she would forget to say, make sure they don't put pepper in it. They wouldn't think like, no, black pepper. She allergic to like black pepper.
Right.
And so even I've been out with her, been like, oh, okay, no pepper. And they thought it was another type of pepper and they still put pepper on it.
That's understandable. That's completely understandable that you would have to, if you have those types of dangerous reactions to a specific ingredient, then yeah, I don't care if what language you say it in. I don't care how quickly you say it. I'm going to always say no pepper of any kind, no black pepper, no red flakes, you know, no anything. Or, you know, why don't you just pull out the, you know, just get ready to do the Heimlich or something.
Right.
But, you know, I just don't know about the whole, just, you know, we're sitting and talking, all of a sudden I ask you, what are you allergic to? I might see that as just a little bit.
Well, I wouldn't say it immediately. Like, it's not like the first thing you say to me. I'm not going to tell you that in conversation 1-2. But if we're really having a good flow of stuff.
Right.
You know, when the conversation is going and they say, so tell me about you. And you know that you do have allergies. I mean, you know what I'm saying.
I do. I do.
You know, I don't. Now that's nothing you should lead with. You shouldn't be out here leading with, I'm allergic to.
Or even asking, what are you allergic to? Because you can never come to my house. I probably will never see you again. If the
never,
person
like, you know what I'm saying?
No, no. All right. And we've actually touched on the subject of texting, calling, having conversations. We are in the text generation. It is very annoying to meet someone and have them want to predominantly just communicate with you via text. If you've asked someone out on a date, I mean, what do we think about this? How do we handle this? If the guy's only texting, what do?
No go.
Let's stop the evil laugh. We're going to scare people with the evil laughs. Come on.
No, no go.
Yes. No go. Agreed.
No go.
Agreed.
No go. If you can't pick up your phone to call me, And I can tell you, I'm telling you from my experiences and experiences that I've had from clients, any of the people that text a lot have something to hide. A lot of people say they don't, but they actually do. And the reason I say that is if I'm constantly texting you or emailing you, I can do that. I'm a business owner. I have more than one business. So I'm constantly on my phone. But everyone knows when she picks up her phone, it's serious.
Right.
Even my significant other, like, he's like, she got her phone. Like, if I'm on it, because we had to make a rule with each other, no mm-hmm. phone. We had to do that. And you have to set the boundaries and the rules around stuff. You have to. But that texting all the time, that emailing, that pinging, you cannot do, no. Because, again, it's a polite way to entertain someone else at a certain time. It just is.
Now, is that something we can set right away? Can we say that, like, right away? Say, look, I don't go for the texting. I do not go for texting all day or texting all night via, you know, to communicate with you. If you want to talk to me, call me.
You can. It just depends on how you feel about it, what level of disgust it does to you. Some people love to text all day and all night. Some people really love it. I have people say, oh, I whatever. But I can tell you this. I'm a texter, but I'd rather have a phone conversation.
Right. Right. I mean, at least during the getting to know you stages.
Yeah, like, but even still, but I still text him more than he texts me. He prefers to. And it's not funny, but it is, because I'm like, it was just simple. Like, it's yes or no, or you want this or that. And he'll call and say, no, this is what I prefer, blah, 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 blah. But I am a texter. However, I still have to hear your voice
mm-hmm.
at some point throughout the day or within that 48-hour time period.
Okay.
Because, see, if I text you, that means we communicated as well.
True. Well, you know,
so
communication.
For people who want to talk, huh?
I said, you know, communication can be so tricky about how often mm-hmm. you should speak with someone, because at that point, you know, what are you doing? At what point does it become more serious based on the amount of times that you're communicating with the person?
Exactly. Everything you just said is right. So that's why I say texting can be misleading, because we were talking.
Okay. All right.
And then
you know,
like, I didn't speak to him, but he's like, we did talk. I texted you.
No, ma'am. I'll just say no, ma'am.
That's
to that.
Me too. Like, I'm like, No, that's not a conversation. You checked in. That's what you did. You checked in. You didn't text. You weren't calling.
Okay. All right. So let's tick off a few pointers here about what we should be doing to prepare to be dating. Like,
okay.
what are some of the, I don't want to say they're not red flags, but what are some of the things that we should know to know that we are ready to date? What are the signs?
We are comfortable with ourselves. Mm-hmm. A guy not calling us back does not mean that we're a loser. We were not rejected. He just was not that into us. To be able to have fun and have no expectations in the sense of it's just for fun. That's it. And
okay,
to enjoy the moment.
Hold on. We said comfortable with ourselves. Mm-hmm. No expectations. Mm-hmm. Go on.
And that if he doesn't call back or we don't hear from him again, you are not a failure. He just wasn't that into you. And you could be dodging an amazing bullet.
All right. Let's talk vicinity. One of the things that we discussed the last time we did Are You Ready for the Ring, the young lady was not very happy with the caliber of men that she was meeting where she lived. How do we address issues of this type?
I always tell people, change your environment. Make sure you're comfortable with yourself, because there's always a reason why we attract. We're getting whatever energy we're putting out. We get that back. It's a known fact. So if you constantly are getting some garbage, and I know because there was a season where I got garbage. I mean, I didn't care what block I turned; it was a garbage man approaching me, and I was like, "What in the world?" And I had to do some like deep soul searching. Also, again, where are you going? And the reason I say that is, I tell people, you're not going to meet him in the club, but if you maybe went to the opera or, and I'm not saying that he's there, but you will meet people who have whose eyes are open to different things, and you're able to meet someone who is open to doing the same type of stuff as you. And even though it may not have been what you ideally would have wanted, this guy that you least expect, you can actually be attracted to his intellect, which is how intimacy is built. It's intellectual connection. And so you are literally connecting with this person on a whole nother level, and you're like, wow, I love this man. And that's your opposite. And that's how it works, and that's how it's set up.
Now, roll that back. I definitely like what you said. Intimacy is built on an intellectual level, is what you're telling me?
Yes, definitely. When you can be in a room with somebody and not speak, but you are still content, that is because you are like-minded and you are connected way deeper than any sexual relationship fathomable.
Okay. Definitely something that I'm going to tweet and post later, that intimacy is built on an intellectual level. Excellent point. Now, let's talk about these garbage men.
Yes.
Because everyone else, I don't know, I think everyone, of course, is going to have a different type of garbage man. Maybe not. You tell me. How do we identify the garbage men?
This is what I always tell people. When I was going through, some guy would maybe come across really nice, but didn't have his stuff together. Another guy would just say a lot of the things I wanted to hear. Another guy was not together, but wanting to be together, but was cute, confused with being together, but didn't like himself enough to be together. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So as different things transpired and as I started to learn and understand relationships and people, I really started to, and more time I spent with myself, I started to see, like, that's why he said that to me. Okay, I get it. Oh, that's why she said that. That's why they did that. Okay, because I was giving off that still that weakness or that yearning or that craving for that thing, whatever it was that I hadn't filled up in myself. So as soon as I filled that up, healing or purity or understanding that if you don't call me back, it's not because I'm a bad person and I'm not being rejected, you know what I'm saying? Then I would meet somebody that was whole in that area and they weren't battling the same issue. Now, I didn't mean they didn't have an issue. It just wasn't that type of issue. And that's what the issue about garbage that we don't understand. Most of the time when we are not whole, we attract another holy person.
Now, we might have to find a different way to say that, because when we talk about attracting holy people, you know, that's a whole different context. So
I don't mean holy, like in holy of, I mean like a whole, like an empty hole. Yeah, like no.
We attract empty people. I know, that's what I'm like. Yeah, we might have to change the phrasing of that, because you're like, oh no, we attract more holy people. I'm like, oh, see, you know.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Thank you. Yeah, I don't want anybody to get confused. Just another person full of holes.
All right. So the damage that can be done dating, connecting with people who are not themselves whole, who have these empty spaces and places within them, what do we do? You know, how soon, and I already know the answer to this, but how soon should we be severing all ties with these types of people? Because I know, you know, I have good girlfriends who connect with these type of individuals and see, you know, they like to see the good in him. Oh, it's okay. This might be the reason why he's like that. And as the relationship grows, you know, that part will change, or this will get better. When it comes to these garbage men, how quickly should we be severing ties with them?
Immediately. But we don't. Some people don't. So we have a whole bunch of issues to deal with. But immediately.
You know what? You're right. I'm laughing at it, but it's true. There are still people who are going through this phase in relationships. We don't know how to sever the ties quickly enough to not be damaged. And I think that has to do more with how we feel people will think about us.
Most definitely. And I tell people all the time, I could care less what you think about me. But you have to be comfortable in somebody caring less about what they think about you. And that's the thing. If you care about what someone thinks about you, and that's when you're whole, you're not worried about the grass being greener on the other side, because you're watering your own.
Right.
And that's right. Why I say a holy person can say, I'm sorry, an empty person can say a lot of stuff to you
right. That
another person couldn't say to you. That's where the whole terminology, you love yourself more. Mm-hmm. If I love myself more, I'm not going to let you run over me. You sure you want that? Because, mm-hmm. I mean, when I do it, I get it. And you, and as women, we have to understand that. When a guy tells you that, listen, I had to learn the hard way, too. When I first heard it, I thought that meant he's going to leave me. What he was really saying was reel me in.
Mm.
Reel me in. If a man can articulate that to you, and he's quotation mark dealing with you, and he says to you, love yourself more, he is telling you, reel me in. Get your scruples and tell me no, and make me have to work for you.
All right. So, last question of the night. Let's talk about all the ways that you could be loving yourself. One of the things that I did with my friends in college, like, we sat down and discussed, you know, we're tripart beings. So how is it that you're loving yourself mentally, physically, spiritually, in all those different ways? How are you loving yourself? Is that a question, A, that you can ask on a date? And B, you're already laughing. I don't know how good that is yet. And B, you know, as the date whisperer, as the matchmaker, when they come to you, is that a way that you vet them? Do you ask them what they do for themselves?
It's funny. I don't think you should ask somebody do they love themselves on a date. But you can already tell if they love themselves. I can always tell women who are extremely civil in their skin, how they react, how they act, and how they interpret and perceive what I say to them. I can tell every man that is confident and not insecure and knows his worth by the way that he acts.
how he responds, how he talks, what he says he wants in a woman and what he doesn't want in a woman. It is very, very, very self-explanatory. Just how I can pick it up, another person can pick it up. So when you're insecure, you do certain things. When you love yourself, you don't do certain things. There's just certain things you don't tolerate. And as I always say, we teach people how to treat us off of how we treat ourselves. So if I am willing to walk around with my hair matted all day long and for days on end, you know I don't love myself. You know what I'm saying? If I go outside and I act a certain way and I'm not a lady at all times and I'm this and I'm that, I don't love myself. Period. If I have to be the center of attention every time I'm in a room, I don't love myself.
Gotcha.
And I'm trying to compensate for something. No, that's nothing you should. If someone asks me, do I love myself, I always say, of course I do. But why are you asking? I get asked that on interviews, but if I was going on a date and a guy asked me, I would say, oh, no, what you trying to do? I think you trying to get a man. There's nothing, you know what I mean? Like, what are you trying to do?
Right, right. Well, you know, I agree with everything that you said 100%, although I do have, you know, that whole matted hair thing, you know, when I'm working on the weekends and I don't feel like combing my hair, it just might get just a little, you know, unkempt. But that does not mean that I do not love myself. I am a busy businesswoman. And if I'm
weekends
not leaving the house, okay, that's what I needed to know. That's all I needed to hear. If weekends do not count and I'm staying
Tuesday
in the house.
Tuesday morning, you're on your way to a meeting and you're like, I'm here though.
No problem.
Oh, no.
No problem.
You're not a businesswoman. Now you need to go back home and try it again.
Got it. Got it. I just wanted to make that clear because I'm like, wait a minute now. You know, Cynthia has lots of love for herself, and I may not feel like combing my hair on the weekend. So let's just keep that straight. Now, if you're just tuning in or if you were tuning in, you're joining myself, Cynthia Williamson, and Tia Hill, the Date Whisperer. Tia, please let our listeners know where we can find you on social media.
You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Date Whisperer or Tia Hill. Our website is thedatewhisperer.com. You can join our newsletter. And we're pretty much everywhere. If you get a little confused on social media and you can't find it, then just put us in the search engine as TEIAHILL. And we come right up. And all of our websites, all of our links, all of our business pages pop up.
Great. Great. And I will be posting the links in the event tonight if you want to find her page, if you want to find her website. She's a great resource for dating advice, for courting advice, which I'm sure we're going to get into soon because I love the process of courting. Yes, courting is just as much fun as dating, in my opinion.
It's better, actually, but that's another conversation.
Really? I don't know about better. I mean, it can get better. I just know that I enjoyed the dating process and I enjoyed the courting process just as much. I don't think that we understand how much we love the courting process until we move on to the next phase. You know, we don't enjoy things until we get past it and move to the next phase and we're able to look back and say, wow, I really had a great time.
I agree with that. And that's why I say it's better than dating. Because dating is, quotation marks, stressful and annoying, even though it should be fun and amazing.
Yes.
You know, you're on a roller coaster, an emotional roller coaster. And then there's that phase where you get that moment where you're like, this is my person. Like, he chose me, and I accept it. And you get to, like, build. And the reason I say it's better because those dinners are now with making memories. That trip that business trip where you go and you hang out with such and such a person, and you're like, this is absolutely amazing. And this is the person I could possibly spend the rest of my life. And I am building and I am growing and making an amazing foundation.
Yes, and you building your intimacy and your connection and your laughter and your joking, you have a test and you get through it and you pass, that is amazing.
True.
Because you're elevating and you're going to a different level. And that's why I say there's such a wonderful thing in the courting process, because you get to know who it is you're dating. And you get to know who it is that you're dealing with, and that shows you. Even after you, and the reason I say this is because we change, we evolve, we laugh, we joke, but we grow, and then we're like, wow, I love him. Wow, I love her. And men, when men have their eye on a woman, they're constantly looking at her, constantly. And we as women don't understand that. Men look at us for so many different things, and that's why I tell women all the time, stay on top of your game. Don't fall off, because you control way more than you even understand. Stay on your game. Stay loving you. Stay in love with yourself, because you show him how to treat you constantly, and especially during courting. So if you're still loving you, he is still going to be pursuing you. He's still going to want date night. He's still going to want to show you off. If you get a title and then you just get lazy.
Yeah, not a good thing.
But you still want to be that same woman. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I say, to me, the courtship is way more funner. That's the word.
You did not just say funner.
I did say funner. And then I tried to fix it. Is that a word?
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Again, I want to thank you for joining us tonight with me and Tia Hill, the Date Whisperer, as we talked about what does it mean to date? How do you get back into dating? What is dating? Are we being unfaithful if we're dating more than one person? Are we being disloyal? No, we are just having fun. And according to the Date Whisperer, dating is the process of deciding, associating, testing, and evaluating whether or not you would like to continue to spend time with this person. So I hope that my singles have been listening. I hope that you've been taking notes. And you know, it's getting warm out here. So I hope that you start going on some dates and enjoying yourself.
Yes.
And just taking your time just to see what it is that you're attracted to, so that you could really have a wonderful, like, move toward a wonderful life. You have something on your site today called A Heart is a Terrible Thing to Waste. It's not just the mind that's a terrible thing to waste. It is a heart that is also a terrible, terrible thing to waste. And I want my ladies out there really enjoying themselves, really getting into finding the one for them, so that we can all enjoy this thing together, get into this relationship. You know what we are. This is Relationship Resolutions. It's not just about love, it's about relationship. And this is the last show on Get Fired Up for Marriage, our single series. Tia, mm-hmm. I know that you're going to be back again for the fourth Wednesday. I don't have no idea what we're going to be discussing, but I know we'll get together and figure it out to see what our singles want to know about for the next show.
Okay.
Great. In the meantime, we have tons and tons of events coming up. As I mentioned at the top of the show, we have our Fit to Be Bride event coming up Tuesday, April 14th from 6 to 9 in Harlem, USA. If you would like to have more information about that, please visit bridaltribe.com for more info. We have our pop-up cultural bridal event in Brooklyn, USA. We're really, you know, we're hitting the meccas of New York in the coming months. Please, again, check out the website. Check out our event page for everything that's going on. And don't forget to listen to our other shows on Tribal Wisdom. We do have the Couple Motivators, Greg and Cheryl Clark. He likes to be called Gregory and Cheryl Clark. They are hilarious, and they are chock full of wisdom for couples to really enjoy married life. We do have Passion Talk with Dr. Kim Duncan, who talks about love, life, and all things that matter. Join us Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays,
9 o'clock, 9:30 p.m. for those shows. I'm sure you'll get a kick out of it. I'm sure that you'll get lots of knowledge and wisdom out of it. And we will see you next time. We love you as always. Have a good night.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight on Tribal Wisdom. Stop by bridaltribe.com.